Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Benny.
Hello, Benny.
Hi, good morning, and good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And happy belated birthday to Benny.
Thank you.
And happy belated birthday to Mary J. All these January babies.
It's the Capricorn in us.
Yes. Winners.
Yeah, you're pretty good. You're pretty good. It's those Scorpios that have issues. My sister was a Scorpio.
Aha.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're new to the show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She's been there since 1992. She does the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System. Muscle tests the body, finds out where your deficiencies are, recommends a whole food nutrition product which gets into your body, repairs it, supports it, and brings you back into balance. But not also does she do nutrition. She does CRT, NET, and I think those are NET, neuroemotional techniques, CRT, cranial release technique, which are awesome.
Light technology.
And I would like to say Mary Jane did offer her radio viewers a very special offer during the holidays.
Special.
And I just want to say congratulations to all of those who actually took advantage of that. You are on your way to wellness, emotionally, spiritually, physically. So congratulations. You've got a wonderful coach. And I can say that because she is my mom and she's pretty awesome. So today we're talking about brain-based wellness and how you can achieve it. Last month we talked about effects of chronic stress on your brain. So we're switching it up and talking about brain-based wellness and how you can achieve it. And I can't wait to hear how we can have this happen. If you have a question for Mary Jane, don't hesitate to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And the only reason I was laughing about the topic is I asked previously what our show topic was, and Mom said, oh, you're gonna love it. And then she told me the topic. I said, I don't know, Mary Jane, about this topic. So I'm gonna let her run the show from here. All right, Mary Jane, let's talk about this brain-based wellness. I want to achieve it.
You're on your way, Nancy. Well, today the buzzword is brain-based wellness. I mean, or brain-based issues, brain-based stress. Everything is the research and the latest technology is talking about how you treat the brain in the brain. And when the brain is under stress, that's your major causes of emotional, physical, structural, all your other issues. So there's and by working on the brain, you can relieve that stress in the body. And it's like you start there. It's like going to the core of what the issue is. So an example would be,
I can't wait.
If your brain is stressed or out of balance, well, if you, I do cranial release techniques. So some of the things that I look for is, if you look at someone, and you could do this by looking in the mirror, look in the mirror and look at your ear level. See if one ear is lower than the other ear. Or you could look at your shoulders. Is one shoulder higher or lower than the other? But if you just look at your face, often if you divide your face in half, down the middle, and look at your eyes and see if one eye is smaller or one eye is back more, if your cheekbones are off a little bit, you will definitely see a difference in from one side to the other. In the mouth could be different. And what that means is your cranial bones from the time you're born, and especially through birth, that helps your cranial bones get into rhythm. Your cranial bones have a rhythm, and they actually all move. They expand and go up and down. And when your cranial bones are in that rhythm, it's pumping the spinal fluid up and down your spine. So now that is what keeps you in balance. So when your cranial bones are jammed, now that can be from birth, because I work on babies often doing cranial release, can be from birth. especially if it's a C-section baby, they don't have that, as the mother is delivering, that rhythm that's pumping the head to help get that in rhythm. So it can happen from birth. It can happen from trauma, from injury. And it's, you know, people think when babies are born, they're just perfect. You know, they don't have anything, any issues.
Well, they're perfect on the outside.
Yeah. But they, you know, like if you're a chiropractor or you do body work like Feldenkrais, those people work on those babies immediately. And if you go to a chiropractor, usually you take your baby to the chiropractor immediately to get the baby off to a good start, because what they're doing is working on that spine and the cranial bones to get everything in rhythm and in balance so the body can work. Now, if you're out of balance, think about you're looking in the mirror and your cranial, you're looking at your eyes and one's higher than the other, or back. You could definitely see a difference. It's not something that's that you got to look for or figure out.
I don't know. I'm confused. As she's talking to everyone out there, she's staring at me. She's looking. She's talking about the eyes, the mouth. So now I'm starting to get self-conscious.
No,
am I crooked?
You have had, Nancy, you've had cranial release technique done on you for a very long time. So you're totally in balance. And you're very healthy, extremely healthy. Now, when those cranial bones are off, I want you to visualize that. So your nose, and I mean, look at your head. And if your head is out of balance, think about like a stick figure, you might say. So your head is out of balance. One side of your brain is lower than the other. Well, now that side of your body is out of balance. And so now that changes the function of those organs. Because if your spine and your cranial bones are off, then you're off all the way down. So your spine, all those nerves go to your organs and help your organs function. If they're not lined up, you're not going to function as well as you could.
Okay.
So that's just a simple explanation to talk about, because if there's stress on the brain, it can cause that. It could be an injury. It could be any kind of trauma. It could be an emotional trauma, chemical. It's many things that can cause it. It could be stress from family, a divorce, whatever it is. Now you set your body in motion, and when that's not corrected, you never get back to 100% feeling good, and then you start to create symptoms.
Well, yeah, I think under stress, you're tense, you know, so then your body becomes somewhat rigid with that stress, and then you're holding on to it, even though you think you're relaxing, so I can see how that...
Well, and if you're not functioning, then you could be depressed, you could have gallbladder issues, digestive issues. When you have things that don't get resolved, besides, you know, what we look at is we look at the nutrition of the body, but I'm also looking at the emotional and the physical, the structural. So if you don't correct the whole package, it takes, you can get results, it takes longer. So, but what we like to do is look at what it is, put the package together, what's going to set you on the right track to get you there as quickly as possible.
Okay, and some of those common stress indicators are sleep difficulties.
So that's a big one, sleeping. That's a huge one. Just fatigue, anxiety, memory, and these are things I hear every day.
Well, I know the sleep difficulties, sometimes when I can't sleep, my mind is just like racing. It's like you can't turn it off.
Can't turn it off.
But I know how to turn it off because I have the proper nutrition to turn it off. But there's nothing more frustrating than laying in bed feeling extremely exhausted, but that brain just keeps going and going and going, and it doesn't allow you to sleep.
Yeah. However, you first have to be in balance. You have to look at, you know, when you get fine-tuned, you keep fine-tuning the amount of nutrition, but you're looking at what stress is, what's going on with you. What's causing that brain to be running like crazy? So it's a matter of, you know, thinking a little. You could be worried about something. You could have worried about the snow and getting being able to get your coffee the next morning. It's all relative.
You looked at me on that one as well. It's all relative.
Yeah, it's all relative what's going on. And today, everybody's under stress, one sort or the other. Whether it's the kids in school, work, people at work, a family, it just goes on. But it's about how you handle that stress and what are you going to do to change how you internalize it.
All right. And our brain plays a huge part in that. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us the call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Today we're talking about the brain-based wellness and how you can achieve it. I'd like to give out Mary Jane's office number for those of you who'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane. That is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And for those of you who are new listening to the show, Mary Jane's office is located in Issaquah, Washington. However, you don't have to live in the state of Washington to be a client of Mary Jane's, as she does telephone appointments all across the United States. And I think a majority of her appointments, consultations in Washington State are actually done over the phone, too, after your first appointment, just due to our traffic issues here. So,
Or if it snows. Weather.
And she also does pets. So if cats, dogs, I'd say dogs, horses are probably the easiest. Cats could be a little finicky.
I have quite a few cats, but they they do well.
It all works out. Yeah. So, again, Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. And if you have a question for Mary Jane, it could be about your brain or anything, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. All right, back to this brain-based wellness and how you can achieve it. Mary Jane's going to tell us right now.
Well, we talked about what I do and how what the foundation is, and that's doing cranial release technique, neuroemotional technique to take care of the emotions, nutritional, get your body in balance, get you everything you need to be at optimal performance, and emotionally and mentally in other ways.
Can I just interrupt for 1 minute? A lot of your clients that come to see you, for those of you sitting out there going, do I really need her? A lot of your clients are already healthy and want to maintain their healthy lifestyle. Some have some, you know, maybe minor lingering issues they just can't get fixed. Other people have been dealing or battling with the same issue for years, maybe being treated by perhaps a medical doctor or another holistic doctor of some sort, and you're still not getting your answer. So your client base is broad in range. So you don't have to be on your deathbed to see Mary Jane.
The other thing is you could have a chronic condition. Like this week I talked to a couple of people, and their condition they've had for, one was for 10 years, the other one was for 18 years, and she's young. So, but she's never found, she keeps getting treated, but she never gets to the core issue of what it is. And when she called, we were able to determine what the core issue was.
Instead of treating those symptoms, which a lot of people will do, you treat the symptoms, you feel better for a little while, but with the TAP system, it goes right to the cause, what's causing all those symptoms.
And actually, that's what she was doing. She was allergy tested. She had all these allergies, so what she did was she stayed away from everything that she was allergic to, and she did okay, unless she ate something that she was on her allergy list. However, she had skin issues, and she had to keep using topicals, and she just talked to somebody who was coming to me, and she got interested and thought, as she was putting on her topicals, she said she was tired of that, and she didn't want to live like that the rest of her life. So she gave us a call, and now she's on her way to being healthier with finding what the major issue is.
All right, so I just wanted to throw that out there for those of you sitting at home listening. She's got a wide variety of clients, some who just want to maintain their health, some who have some major issues, minor issues, just getting back on the road to balance.
And what I do is I get you out of the crisis onto feeling good, and that's in every way, again, like we talked about. And then it's a maintenance program. We do a program to keep you there. So it's not that you come in and we just do what you need at the moment. It's a lifetime care program. Many of my clients have been clients since the beginning, and they call for whatever it is that's going on with them. For colds, for flu, whatever it is, we have nutrition that I'm able to figure out whatever it is you need, that we keep you on the right track and you don't have to go and guess what products to take.
But the other good thing that you do is you educate all your clients. So if somebody is getting a cold, they can call the office, who's a current client, and request the product they need. If it's more serious cold, they call and get their phone consultation and make sure they're doing the right thing. So it's an educational.
Exactly.
You educate all your clients. And I'm amazed because I used to work for Mary Jane. And some of those clients, when I worked for her, they're still clients today. So it's pretty awesome that the loyalty, because it works. What she does works.
Yeah.
They see the results.
And it's just, and besides the nutrition, it's their path for what they're doing. So what I wanted to talk about also today is, we talked about all the things, the stress and all the things that kind of deplete your brain and cause issues. Well, now I want to talk about the benefits of getting these things corrected and getting on a healthy lifestyle. Now you want to train your brain to do what you want to train it to go where you want to go to be successful in what you do.
So how do you change your thinking?
First of all, you just got to make up your mind that you're going to do it. You know, some people make it so difficult, and they've been playing those tapes in their head so long that they just can't get out of it. The best thing is, this is what I work with clients all the time. I recommend motivational tapes, Wayne Dyer, people who build you up and lift you up and motivate you. Jack Canfield, he wrote the Success Principles. He's amazing. And I remember when he wrote that book, I went and bought books, and I gave one to Nancy, one to my husband, some to friends, because it's about everything in your life. And it's what I tell people all the time. It's you have to be ready to make a change. You have to just do it. And then look around to people. People will say, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know how that works. You just have to look at people you would like to be like. And then you copy it. And it could be like Oprah Winfrey. I'm just giving examples. It could be anybody around you who is successful in living the good life, everything that you might want. Look at what they're doing and how they did it. You could look it up online. You could look up all these successful people online and see what they do. They, for one thing, when they make up their mind they're going to do it, they don't quit.
Well, they're already in their mind. They're already doing it. I mean, I think that's, if it's more money, people walk around, even though you may not have $1 million, you're walking around like, I already have that million in the bank. So, I mean, it's already being in that
exactly
moments of, yeah, so now what do I want? Now I've got the money, I've got the car, maybe it's the job. Maybe I'm looking for that new job. So you start thinking about what job would it be that you would like.
Well, yeah, and it starts with getting yourself a journal. Some people are so, that's like, they can't even think that far ahead about getting the car because they don't think they deserve it. So get yourself a journal and make a list of everything you've got or where you're at. How's that working for you? Then make another list of what would it feel like if you had the job or the life you deserved? What if you can't see it, think about what it does it feel like.
What about that daydreaming? Remember everybody used to daydream? You find yourself thinking, wow, if you win the lottery, what would you do? Would you go to a, you know, take a great vacation? Would you buy that new car? What would you do for work? You just have to be that person.
You have to, exactly. You have to go back and fantasize or dream it. Like I say, read books, listen to CDs, look at successful people and copy it. That's what all motivational people tell you when you go to seminars. That's what a lot of speakers at seminars say. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Look at people who are doing it right and copy it.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be somebody successful. Maybe it's a friend of yours. Maybe it's a family member you really look up to. So it could be anybody, but you have to start being that person today or being what you want today.
Well, again, writing it out and getting an idea, that's what's going to take you to more clarity on who you really want to be. So you have to be responsible about what you want and be ready to make a change. And just keep thinking about what you're doing and how well it's working for you.
Yeah. Certain things just don't work. Yeah, and I'm looking at
repetition. You have to do it over and over again. You can't do it for 2 hours and think it's going to work. You've got to get a plan and you've got to do it over and over again. And then when you find yourself falling back into that habit, you got to pop out of it right away. When you take in a negative and say a negative, it goes deep in your subconscious, and it takes 100 positives to get it right.
To wipe out that one negative.
Yeah, so you don't want to keep going there.
Well, like when negative thoughts kind of pop into my head, and I've talked about this before, it's like, well, that's a very interesting thought. However, that does not apply to me at this particular time. So I try and acknowledge the thought. I acknowledge it, but I don't own it and say, oh, geez. It's because, like, that just doesn't apply. I'm going here.
In the past, I did that. Because remember, what you're doing here is retraining your brain. It's like we talked about last time. Some of the ways you could retrain your brain was like meditating, being quiet, exercising, doing some general things to retrain your brain. Well, once you start doing some of those basics, this is where you want to go. Because if you don't change what you've done in the past, you're stuck. If you've got a divorce, people who are going through divorce, if you can't let go of the disappointment and the hurt and you carry it on for too long a period, well, then you start to create disease.
And the only person it hurts is yourself. You. All right. We're going to be talking more about this, but right now you're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a short break.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, ConsciousConfidence.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk
Radio. It's a little change up for you for your normal country intro, but I went with the hip-hop version of Lupe Fiasco and Jill Scott because it was daydreaming and you were kind of talking about that.
Oh, on the previous
segment, yeah.
There you go. No, I'm kind of a,
Not about, like, you know, dropping mic lyrics and stuff like that, which, I mean, I'm sure you're all about there, Nancy.
Well, I could be, maybe, maybe not. You know, I was kind of getting into it.
Everyone could see it.
I had that. Yeah, everybody.
All right.
I know.
Okay.
This is supposed to be radio, not TV.
Oh, this is 2020. It's 2020 now.
It's Okay. We're just going to move on.
Alrighty.
All right. We're talking about how you can change your brain. Obviously.
Retrain.
Brain-based wellness. Oh, that's right. Retrain. We're retraining our brain. Brain-based wellness and how you can achieve it. So we did the find your person that you want to be.
Well, it's...
Or you look up to.
Okay, so now you're physically... First of all, you're physically, mentally, you're healthy. You're ready to go. Because when you're not healthy, it's very difficult to get to this point. Your vibration is low, and you're just feeling sorry for yourself, and you just can't get out of the rut.
A pity party.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. You've got to be healthy in every way in order to achieve what you want.
I liked what you said about how's that working for you. So you've got the people who maybe do their cleanses once every, you know, I don't know, quarter or once a year. You feel good, but eventually things just don't get better. You may feel good, but you're still not better. You're not going to the next step.
I hear that and see that all the time. When you come in, again, when you do cleanses and you do different programs and you avoid all the foods and you feel good, that doesn't mean you've taken care of what the issue is. You've just taken care of everything that's going to stir you up. So if you don't take care of what the issue is, you still never really get better.
Well, no, because who wants to go around eventually cutting everything out of their diet that you enjoy eating just because it bothers you? There's a reason it bothers you.
Yeah. So again, we want to, the brain-based wellness is all about having a healthy body, healthy brain, so you can be, so you can live the life you're meant to be. God put you on this planet because he thought you were special and worth it. Now, what are you going to do with it?
What's your purpose?
What's your purpose?
What is your, and that is the million-dollar question. We're all here for our purpose.
Exactly.
Whatever that may be. And I'm always like, I still don't know what mine is. So don't, I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't know what theirs is. But I'm working on it. I want to find my purpose. What is my purpose here?
Well,
it
could be different purposes. You could be here and find, live through certain things and have a purpose doing that. But there may be more for you. So it's not like you, like being a mom and taking care of your kids. That was your purpose at one time. Doesn't mean that as those kids get older, there's not something else for you to do.
What's your next purpose?
So it's multiple. It's layers. It's always layers. When you were young, like for me, I was in the hospital. I worked in the hospital. I was an RN. So
but
I did that.
But you were one of that. You were one of those lucky people, because there are a lot of people who actually know what they want to do, and then there's those of us, myself included, going, you know, through high school. I had no idea. Well, I had a couple ideas of what I wanted to do, but you knew what you wanted to do.
But it's exactly. But at the time, I knew. But I didn't really know the possibilities. I wasn't like, I had no idea of how big this could be or how much it would mean and all that I did and how it affected my life. And so it's about, that's what I'm talking about. That this is a program of what we're talking about today is training and waking up your brain to the possibilities of what it is, what your purpose is. And when you work at it, you will gradually develop that, and it will come to you. You want to be clear, so if you can see it and believe it, and it's like an Olympic athlete. They see it, they believe it, they taste it, they feel it, they know what it's like, and they never think of anything but. That's what you have to do. And if you don't know what it is, again, you think of how it feels. How
That's
does
right.
it feel?
You have to feel it before you can.
Yeah, it's like you
can
feels
live it.
Exciting. It makes you happy. You feel the passion.
You're light.
Yeah,
you're not heavy and bogged down.
It's like, oh my gosh, your energy is just bursting, your vibration. So it's a different feeling, and that's what you're looking for. And that's what I'm talking about today. It doesn't matter where you're at. if you work on it, or when you work on it, you will develop it. And if you continue to work on it, it will come to you. If you just kind of play with it and let it go and don't follow through, it's not going to happen. You have to be persistent. You have to believe. You have to see it. It has to be your passion, what you're going to do, you're going
to
do it.
But it has to be fun. It can't be work.
Well, of course. Of course.
Yeah. So make it fun. Don't make it a...
I say make it a game. Make it a fun game so that it's not, you're not working so hard at it.
Because it should all, if that's what you're supposed to do, the universe will allow everything to fall into place so it just happens seamlessly and effortlessly.
Exactly. And if you get rejected
or redirected,
it's okay. Sometimes when people get things fall apart, it's like be thankful
for a reason.
It's the universe telling you, guiding you in a different direction. It's like the other day somebody told me they got fired. And I just chuckled because this person didn't like the job. She was planning on leaving anyway in February. And she had another career she wanted to do. And she's basically an artist. And so she was excited about doing that. And I chuckled because the universe was guiding her, and she wouldn't have quit. So the universe pushed her out so she could do what she needs to do.
Well, yeah, you had said she was thinking about quitting maybe in February, but the universe was like, nope, we're going to make this happen for you a lot sooner. So now she's open to all the possibilities that will be coming to her.
And she's very excited. We went over things, and she's very excited, and I'm going to help her with guiding her. I could muscle test her plan and what she wants to do. So that's all part of the program. So we help you to be clear with the muscle testing on what it is you're going to do. So it's not like you're out in the cold. We kind of cut to the chase and say, well, this is probably going to work better for you than this because it scores better. It makes you strong. So, again, it's fun. And if you're afraid and you're afraid to, their fear sets in, that's a good thing. It's really good when you feel the fear. It's like when I've taught or you talk to any speaker before you go on stage, the best speakers, they get fearful or nervous. And once they're on the stage, well, everything flows. But that's a normal when you're moving forward and you're
pushing
in the groove.
Yourself.
You're in the groove. So it's a good thing. Life is exciting. It's like it doesn't have to be so blah. And this could be in little things. It could be in big things. It's all, what do you want in your life?
We want it all. We want it all. I just noticed, embrace change, continue to be an enthusiastic student. Now, there are some of us who do not like change. I am one of those people. Not a big change person for certain things.
If you don't change, you don't grow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now I try to, I'm more open to change. I'm more open to my purpose, full life. But yeah, it's about being open to receive all the great things that
are and when you're, life. if things you're doing are rejected or not accepted, you just say next, you just move on. It's like that when anybody is saying no, and it's something you believe in, it's just not what you're supposed to do.
Well, what do they say? You get 200 no's before.
Exactly.
200 no's before you get a yes.
You got to go with your passion. If it's your passion, you believe in it, and you just keep going.
And things will just fall into place. But it's that positive mental attitude. It's your body being in balance, your structure being in balance, your emotional stuff getting taken care of. And with the NET, it's kind of once you get the NET, the neuroemotional technique done, it's like acknowledging the emotions. So therefore, once you acknowledge it, it's now being released instead of staying stuck.
And it's again, if you're in a low frequency, a low vibration, not healthy, it's just not going to happen. So Look at Olympic athletes, is what I always say. Look at people who are successful. When you look at them, they're pretty vibrant. They're pretty exciting. I mean, they have energy. That's what it takes. You need to have energy in order to change.
We like it. All right, so brain-based wellness how you can achieve it.
Yeah, well, and that's when you have energy, think about your brain. Your brain is happy. I look at it as your heart is your main battery. Your heart is your main battery, and your brain is your second battery. If your brain is low, it will affect your heart energy. If your heart energy is low, that doesn't mean disease. That means energy. Then your brain is going to be low. So they both have to be balanced in order for you to be the best you can be. And that's what's fun. It's like when you're looking at a total, visualize yourself as a total, whole human being, not in pieces. Not like a gallbladder person or a structural. It's like pulling all those things together so that everything operates just like a fine-tuned sports car.
Well, every night before I go to bed, I'm like, okay, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to be full of energy. I'm going to be ready to go. It's going to be a great day. So I always set it up the night before. And once again, time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com.
There was no cheer dancing to that, Benny. What's up?
It's all about Change by Blind Melon.
Oh.
It's a good song, actually.
No, I'm sure it's a great song. I just
an old band like that.
There was like, no.
It's
great
totally
band, great song. No, there was just no, bebop. Yeah.
I will pick it up for next episode.
Thank you.
My apologies. I accept full responsibility.
That's fine. Okay, you're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show, not the Nancy and Benny Show, on Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, bring Mary J.
And let me just get this out. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. She is here for you. And I am happy to say I am glad she is here for me, too. Because over the years, I've had my fair share of issues. But
everybody has issues.
Everybody's got a story.
It's not wherever you are. There's no right or wrong.
There's no judging.
Everybody has something.
Yes. There's no judging. Yeah.
And you have to start somewhere. And the biggest thing is, it's not that difficult to change it. Just make up your mind. Are you happy living the way you live? Then that's okay. If you want to live a better life, that could be anything that you want to live. And why not? If you got to be here, why not have fun and
make the most
of it. Do things that you like.
Yeah, I love that this time of year because you have all the gym memberships. 20 cents down, $10 a month. Now, what does that say?
That means Peloton is doing a good job selling their bike. That's what that means.
20 cents down. Yeah, but you can't afford a Peloton, you can't afford to go to the gym, everybody can walk.
Yeah.
Everybody lives near a mall. Everybody can go inside and walk when the weather's bad.
And it doesn't have to, if you listen to a lot of the big guru speakers out there, it doesn't have to be a lot. You exercise bands, you start simple. It's just like meditating, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you can do, it's better than nothing.
Exactly.
So start somewhere and make it fun. There's no right or wrong. What these techniques we've talked about is to retrain your brain and change the negative talk and give yourself some positive feedback so you take the stress off your body. And then you will have a healthy, feel better life.
Exactly.
And you'll learn how to handle the stress instead of it knocking you down. You'll know when it comes along and you think, aha, wait a minute, I got to get on track here.
Also, it's how we react to things. So if you don't react, it maybe changes your... And Jeff Haller has helped with that, with me.
Jeff Haller does Feldenkrais.
So there's times when I'll be on my way to an appointment, traffic's all backed up, I'll start to find myself get a little agitated, and then all of a sudden I just remember. I take a deep breath. There's nothing I can do. I'm going to get there when I get there. I've done my best, so I'm just going to take that breath, relax, and go with the flow.
Exactly.
So just looking at things a little bit differently.
And remember again, I can't emphasize enough, what you're doing, how you're repeating your story, how you repeat what's wrong with you, how you repeat your drama. How's that working for you? Just think if you told yourself good things and the changes that you could make. So make it a game and don't be hard on yourself. Just kind of see where you're going. Think about where you're going and where you want to be.
Exactly. I find that we are so critical of ourselves, but yet a lot of us are able to give compliments to loved ones, friends, whatever. Why don't we try turning those compliments onto ourselves and being a little kinder to ourselves and not so critical of everything we do?
And stop making excuses. I'm going to start next week. I'm going to start the keto as soon as I get through with all these parties. I'm going to stop making excuses and start making some changes. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but unless you start, there's always tomorrow where you're going to begin, and it usually doesn't happen.
Oh, you got, like, we've talked about this so many times. Start with making one change, whether that's a journal, whether that's a gratitude journal where you write down three things that were good in that day, three things you're thankful for. Write down three things you like about yourself. Write down three things that maybe you want to do, and then you can gradually add to that. If you find three things is too hard, start with one. At least you're starting somewhere. And then instead of, if you do three things one day, maybe the next day there might be four or there might be two, but reinforcing and repeating will only make it better.
Remember, you can have the whole package. Just give us a call and I can put a program together for you to make a difference, and it would be a new year and a new you.
And isn't that what everybody wants usually in the new year? I think everybody wants it. People just don't know how to achieve it.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I think with Mary Jane, I know you can achieve it because I know obviously what she does. And it's been since 1992. So I've had a lot of exposure and I've had a lot of change physically and emotionally in my body. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Well, Do something good for yourself.
Exactly. And right now there's so much good research and so much new material, and I keep up on all that data and what's going to work for you and what the possibilities are for change. So we're right at the state of the art with what's going on, and happy to make sure that you're part of that.
Well, the other thing I'd like to say, if you do want to experience CRT or any T, the neuroemotional technique or the cranial technique, you can just call Mary Jane for that. That's a start, you know. Get those cranial bones lined up and in focus. See how it feels. Call the office. Get the appointment for the CRT. See how it feels. Maybe after that, you're thinking, feeling good. It's working. I think I'm going to see where my body's at. What kind of nutrition do I need, possibly?
Well, and I'm one of the only people, I think, in the Northwest that does the CRTs.
I'm telling you. It takes a minute to get this treatment done. Super easy, doesn't hurt, and it feels really good.
You can look cranial release technique, Bill Duresti, on the internet, and he has some good information there. All right. So it's exciting, the new year, and because everybody's talking about the brain-based wellness or brain-based neurology.
I haven't heard about that myself. Yeah. Apparently Mary Jane said it's happening.
It is the buzzword. So I want us to talk about we talked about the things that you could do to change that, but these are some major things to retrain your brain and get on track and move forward and have a great life.
Now, if you would like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give our office a call at 888-777-4232. Rhonda's in the office. If she does not answer the phone, that just means she's on the line with the client at the time. So leave a message and she will return your call. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to the Mary Jane Back Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We had a great time. Hope everybody has a great month and have a great day.
Look forward to next time.
You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls. Sometimes